To the greatest Highland clan he is born. From a different time, first she must mourn. Two souls forever joined, still so far apart. Yet the reason is clear. She mends his broken heart. A great storm will rage the eve of his 33rd year, on her 28th, when the path is then clear. Once they touch, 'tis forever, their bond is the key. Once together, they shall remain for infinity. Chapter 1, April 25th, present day.
You're what?
Gwendolyn Reynolds could only stare at her superior. She'd told him three times already. Three. And of the many qualities she possessed, patience with people who refused to see exactly what was in front of them wasn't one of them. What didn't the man understand? I'm leaving, Frank. Surely you know the meaning. The act of removing oneself, the...
Don't get smart with me, Gwendolyn.
Frank Sutter returned through clenched teeth. I'm sorry, Frank. I know this comes as a surprise, and I understand your unhappiness with my decision, but I've made up my mind. Gwen kept her voice calm and steady, contrite for the moment, as she tried a different approach. She smoothed her hands across the tabletop in front of her, then fingered the silver bracelet adorning her wrist. A touch for courage. Her white blouse was tucked perfectly into charcoal trousers, her legs beneath the table crossed. Her foot, encased in a sinfully expensive black pump, rested on the floor and tapped uncontrollably. It was the only gesture that belied her steadfast composure.
You have a responsibility, Gwen, not to mention a contract,
Frank continued, red-faced and angrier than before. The man looked like he would have a coronary at any second. Gwen's eyes narrowed slightly. Was it possible he was having one now? Would it be her fault if he did? Gwen had called Frank last night, late last night. It had taken her 2 weeks to build up her nerve and another 12 hours to dial his number. She knew now she shouldn't have told him of her decision over the phone, but she couldn't seem to help herself. Another quality she possessed? Honesty. Unfortunately, to a fault. She'd expected a fight from Frank, and she knew that was the reason she'd waited. Now that her mind was made up, however, she couldn't be swayed. Unless Frank dropped dead, of course. Maybe then she'd reconsider. Gwen looked him directly in the eye and counted to five before responding. I'm leaving, Frank. Contract or not? Determined to deliver only short, decisive statements, she bit the inside of her cheek. Frank turned to the two men who sat to his left, Mark Ingersoll and Gary Ackerman. Gwen almost groaned aloud. Crap. When she entered the boardroom earlier, those men sat facing her. Frank had been seated at the head of the table, drumming his fingers impatiently on the stack of papers in front of him. Gwen knew Frank would try to intimidate her, and bringing in Mark was intimidation. Everyone knew she had dated him, and they knew how it ended. Badly. Gwen tried to keep everything in perspective, which wasn't too difficult, because, regardless of the fact that those men made her feel all of 12 years old and truly close to throwing up, what they failed to realize was she was beyond intimidation. Now she just had to get through this meeting, and hopefully, with her resolve intact. Mark spoke, obviously on cue. Let me explain something to you, sweetheart. Mark, what an ass. What a mistake. Gwen fixed him with an icy smile.